This is Sandra Roscoe Wolf, culture agent columnist for LB Post, and I'm here speaking with
Coolant from the Whalers.
So, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Tell me about your involvement. How did you get started performing with the band?
Well, I was a solo. I'm still a solo artist, you know. But back then, when I used to do my solo work, you know, the Whalers called me and asked if I would like to be the lead singer of the Whalers. I went on an audition, you know, and then pretty much we were on tour at the same time.
So it happened. It happened really fast.
Yeah, you know, I was working on an album too, you know, but I have to stop it for a while still to do this because Bob Marley is a great influence, you know, on me.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I was born in St. Thomas, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tell me about your solo career. How did that get started?
Well, you know, I did my first recording with Morgan Heritage. I did a track called "Keep the Faith," you know, on their album Morgan Heritage Volume 3, Families and Friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
Entered the JCDC Festival in Jamaica, win a couple of contests, and did a record called Rat Race with Mac D Records, you know, that's one of my records that people know me for, Rat Race,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So-
and, you know, it's been going on, you know. I never stop. I still do my solo career the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it never stops, yeah. But being with the Whalers, you learn so much.
What have you learned?
Well, you know, I learned the around Family Man, you know. Family Man teach a little bass, you know. I love the bass, you know. Who knows, one day I will be playing bass and singing at the same time, you know. I learn more writing skills, you know. I write better songs, you know. Being in this group, it's a great thing, you know. It's an honor and a privilege, you know. You could learn a lot of things, you know, in your musical journey.
So, is it strange being the voice of someone who is sort of so legendary?
No, it's my voice. Bob Marley, you know, did the work, and I'm doing Coolant, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you have to just. If you're singing someone's song, as I always say to the people, if you're singing someone else's song, you got to sing it with a passion, like you mean it, you own it, you know, and be true to it, you know, because I'm true to it. I'm true to the words that Bob Marley say in the music, you know. You got to be true to it and own it and sing it, let people feel it, you know.
So you're really trying to make these songs your own, and
as I said, this song is not my own. But if you're covering someone else's song, you can't do it any less. You got to do it. You got to make it sound good, you know, to the audience.
Right.
As though Bob Marley would do it. Because I'm not Bob Marley, I'm Coolant. But I'm doing it the way I would do it, with a positive way. Do you understand?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
How has the band been received? You've been touring like crazy.
250, shows a year. Oh, it's nice. And more, too. It's so nice. The people, I love to see the people in front of me. The one thing for sure, the people can sing. They sing along to all these songs, and it's so amazing to know that, they listen Bob Marley, the reggae music, they listen it and appreciate it. I love that. I love to see the kids at the shows. I love to see, different kind of people at the shows supporting the music. Loving it all over. I love to see that.
What is the music scene like new music in Jamaica these days?
New music. It's not no new thing, It's the same thing, Right? Ska, rock steady, it's kind of the same thing, but they do some experiment, on the new music now, the dance hall, it's like this, yeah, like same, but the beat will be more faster than, so it's the same notes, it's the same lines, but they only speed it up more, I just like truth and write music. Music that teach you something. More, some of the songs the young artists sing nowadays, they doesn't teach you anything. Some of them. I'll be truthful here, Them, they don't. Telling you about on the girl, on the ladies and this and that, and they're not teaching you righteousness, letting the children learn nothing good. But I loved when they mix reggae music with a little R&B, a little country. Crossover, Yeah, I love to hear when they mix it and the remixes and stuff. Yeah, I love that.
Is that something that you do in your own music?
I love the I do some crossover, yes, but I try to stick to the roots. The reggae, the live drums, the bass. I don't like too much of the computerized thing, but now the computerized sound, they can make it sound like the original sound. I don't know what they do or what, but they make it sound good, just as the original sound. But I like to go in the studio then. For example, I'm making a rhythm then. I like to go in a studio with the instrument,
Sure.
and just make a rhythm live, You feel it more,
Well, and also when you can be in a room and look in somebody's eye,
Yes.
Connect to them more deeply. How old were you when you figured out that's what you wanted to do?
Very young, before that, I was singing at like 5 years old. I was like knocking my legs and making rhythms of my own, you know, like, but professionally, you know, I started singing, you know, my own songs, like, when I left school, you know, when, like, I was, like, 18 professionally, you know.
So, but when were you starting to actually write your own songs? How old were you when you started to actually write?
Well, I was like 17 then. I wrote a song. I haven't recorded that song. Yeah, no. But I like 17 then. I write my first song. You know, but I did in 2001. I did this record with Morgan Heritage. You know, Keep the Faith. I did that record with Morgan Heritage. You know, so that was that in 2001. That was my first recording, professional. You know.
Wow, so you've had wonderful success then in a really short amount of time. You've come in 12 years,
yeah,
11 years. You've...
Yeah, because I was like people from I was like a young, you know, youth coming up. People always been encouraging me. You know, they always telling me that, you know, you're gonna meet up on people. Great people in the music, even people that I was singing their song and loving their song, I end up meeting them. I like just meeting them, right? And it just feels so good to know that you used to love this song and then you meet that person. You know? It's so nice, you know? Because I did, in 2003, I did a film, a reggae film, with Toots, Morgan Heritage, and Bounty Killer, Third World, called Made in Jamaica. It's a French film. I don't know if you've ever seen that film before, but...
I have not.
Yes, you gotta look up that film. It's a reggae film, all reggae artists. On that film, and I'm in that film also, you know. So I've been on the journey, you know. Cool, I've been chatting the musical road for a long time.
So, as part of the Wailers, like you said, it's been this sort of freight train, you know, all this touring and pretty much putting everything else aside. How long are you going to continue to do that?
When the time comes, you know, it's the only Jah does Jah, the Most High, he knows all things, you know. He was the one that made me be right here, right now, you know, God, you know. So you can never tell. You can't just get up and say, oh, yes, tomorrow I'm going to be there, and, you know. Just happen, you know.
Yes.
The road, this road is a never-ending road, you know. The road of music, it's just infinity, you know.
Have you had time while you were touring to write?
Oh yes, I always. I'm like quick. I'm like quick. I will just write a song. Right now, just sing it out of my head. Just stand in front of you and just sing a song. Just sing like a punchline and make a verse, you know? That's me. You know, I'm just a happy person like that, you know? I like coming up with nice lines, nice punchlines, you know?
When you perform with the band, do you ever have the opportunity to do any of your own songs?
No, I never.
Well, you know, people come to see the Wailers, they expect something specific, so.
Oh, yeah, but we're going to put it to the management and see what's up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really excited to have you come to Long Beach and perform. I don't know if you've ever been here before, but it's a very nice waterfront town.
Long Beach, I've been there before.
Mm-hmm. And we have a great love of reggae here.
Okay.
And we have an annual festival, a big one, and I hope to meet you when you're here.
Yeah, you know. For our times, you know, we come in with this music, you know, to give the people. They know it already. So they just, I tell them to just sing along to it, you know. And they could find the Wailers, you know, thewailers.com, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they, if they want to in tune more with Coolant, you know, Facebook. Brown, yeah.
I'll be sure to include a link to your page.
Yes.
So, well, thank you so much, sir. It's a real pleasure to speak with you. And,
thank you.
I look forward to hearing you perform when you're here.
Yes, I am. Rest of love and respect at all times.
To you as well.
Rest it.
Bye-bye.